This is Kate Baker.
I'm the executive director of the Network for Educational Opportunity, and we call it NEO.
NEO was the first organization to step up and offer the tax credit-funded scholarships that became legal this year after being pushed through by a Republican legislature over Governor Lynch's veto. Baker was active in Ron Paul's last two presidential runs, and she's got a certain enthusiasm.
My entire job has been to try and create options for families so they can look at education like shopping, right? Like you'd go and you'd say, okay, I like this and then I like that, but I don't like this one.
From the start, opponents, including teachers' unions and much of the educational establishment, have fought the tax credit scholarships. They paint the tax credits as equivalent to school vouchers, siphoning students and funding away from public schools. And they've pointed out links between NEO and a group called the Alliance for the Separation of School and State, which calls for ending government involvement in education. They called out NEO for a never-implemented plan to offer commissions to Catholic schools that help them do fundraising, and of course, they took the program to court. Last week, a Superior Court judge in Stratford County ruled it unconstitutional to give state tax credits for scholarships that go to religious schools.
It affects about three-quarters of my applicants, so I am happy that it doesn't affect everyone, but it does affect so many of my applicants that it's something that I really can't just leave alone.
The decision will be appealed to the Supreme Court, and the state will seek a stay on the ruling, which could allow NEO to give scholarships to religious schools this year. But the ruling means, as things stand, three-quarters of the families applying for scholarships won't be eligible. That would nix folks like Mark Latarella from Boscawen, who wants to send his kindergartner and his third grader to Portsmouth Christian Academy.
My older son has asynchronous development, and the particular model they use over at Portsmouth Christian is a developmental model, where if a kid is strong in one area, they'll advance him, and where he or she is weak, they will build that up.
Latarella plans to teach at the school and is moving his whole family to Dover. If he has to pay full tuition to send his sons to that school, it's about $8,000 a pop.
It leaves us with some tough choices. Retirement, we definitely don't do vacations, we don't eat out a lot.
As things stand, NEO will have to do serious bookkeeping just to use the money it's raised. The law requires that NEO give 70% of the scholarship money to students who were in public school last year, and the scholarships have to all average out to $2,500.
Actually, that was the metric that scared me the most.
Kate Baker from NEO says only about 10% of her applicants were coming from public schools.
We got to about 100 children in that category, which I know doesn't seem very high, but we raised $250,000. So it is actually the right ratio that we're at.
Having not many public school students in the applicant pool means NEO will have to give them each bigger scholarships, somewhere in the neighborhood of $7,000. And the other families that are left would get closer to $1,000. And that's only for families hoping to attend secular schools. So far, the program that has kicked up all this fuss remains tiny. NEO has raised only 7% of the tax credits allowed under the program and will give around 100 scholarships.
They've raised very little money, and they can give very few scholarships this year.
That's Bill Duncan, the activist who brought the lawsuit. He thinks the ruling could cause the tax credit to basically die on the vine.
You can say with confidence that not much can happen in the program this year.
And if that happens, families like the Latarellas will have to do what they've always done to send their kids to private school.
So we will find some way to make it work. At this point, we don't know exactly how that's going to work yet, but we'll do what we have to do.
And the same goes for NEO, until this matter is decided by the Supreme Court. For NHPR News, I'm Sam Evans-Brown.